This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was supposed, or rather imposed, on June 26 after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 30,429 confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Search and rescue teams are trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood in a tunnel being built in southern China. The Emergency Management Department in the city of Zhuhai says the cause of the 3:30 a.m. flood is under investigation. Command center has been set up and the rescue teams are being mobilized from several city agencies. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. State Department spokesperson declined to detail how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights. By remote, this is VOA News.